Well, Ardal, the season is upon us, getting ready, I suppose, preparing for Mayo. And I know when we talked after your appointment, you were hoping to get down to work fairly fast and fairly hastily. I think that was back in November time or something. And I suppose you have done that.
Hi, we have, Tom. Once the close season was over, we started a couple of trials there in November. We looked at a lot of players, you know, and we had a large panel at that stage. And come into December, then we cut the panel and we started our strength and conditioning work. And from January on now, we've been on the pitch 3 days a week. So, as I say, it's a short time, like, so we try to get as much in it as possible in the short time. And we've been working hard, you know, knuckle down. So, we're happy enough where we're at, like, in preparation so far. It's been going very good, you know. So, yeah. I think we're in a fairly good place at the moment, Tom.
Yeah. And, of course, facing into this Division 2B for the second year in a row, survived there last year and... I don't want to be negative, but I suppose that's the target realistically this year again, isn't it?
Well, we know where we stand, Tom. Like, that's a good level we're at. Like, and unfortunately, we never won a game in that division yet, and the teams we're up against, like, we never beat. We're playing Mayo on Sunday, and we haven't beat them in 15 years. Like, but look, that's where we want to be playing. That's the challenge we have ahead of ourselves, and we want to retain that status this year. Like, and I suppose if I have to do it through a relegation battle, surely to God, but. We'd rather do it in our own right, like, and we're looking for a couple of victories in the league this year to progress to go on hurling, and this we feel we're able for it, and we feel that's the challenge ahead of us, and we're looking forward to it.
The team survived last year, and one would feel that obviously coming through all those hard games and those qualifiers as well, and knockout relegation playoff games, having played at the higher level would have benefited all the players.
Well, every year, but Tommy, you get more experience, and your squad's getting more experienced. And I suppose that's the joy of staying on the higher level. You are playing better opposition all the time, and that becomes your norm rather than going up to a high division and not understanding the level it's at. But you know, the boys are used to that level now, so...
And they know what to expect.
They know what they expect, and they know what's ahead of them, you know, and it's just a good thing to stay in that division for that reason alone.
Mm. And as you said, you're playing against Mayo, Armagh, Meath, Wicklow, isn't it, and Down, so no easy games.
No, they're no easy games, and we understand that. Like, you know, and like, I suppose it's a short period we had ourselves and our backroom team to sort of get prepared for it in 6 weeks. But there's no easy games in our camp. We know that from the outset, and we're well aware of the challenge ahead of us. And although they're no easy games, we're looking at them positively, and we're looking at what we can take out of them. And some games it'll be the experience, and other games we're looking for points. And
And the draw hasn't been kind to you either. Just to two of the five at home.
Two of the five at home, that's right there. So, listen, it's a great baptism of fire now for the first management year, you know. Get all the difficult things out of the way in the first year, hopefully.
And what do you, when a manager sits down and looks at a league programme, do you take it game by game, or do you target games and say you have a chance here and, you know, this is where we can bag a few points?
We have done that. We have looked at where we think points will be available, and we looked at sort of where we think our best chance lies. I'm not going to tell you that, obviously, because who knows who's listening, but we have done that, Tom, like, and we have earmarked certain games that we're looking to take points from, and that's king of, like, it's nearly two championships in 1 year that we're trying to do a championship in the early months, and we're trying to do a championship in the later months, so we have a few games that are crucial to us, and we have earmarked those from taking on the job, and that's what we hope to get the results at.
As we said, starting in Castlebar on Sunday, I suppose the first thing is, have you got everybody?
Well, we have two long-term injuries. We have James O'Donnelly and Enda McDermott out at the minute. They're from last year's panel starting players right at the minute. Justin Brown there picked up an injury in the Under-21 final on Sunday, so he'll be out. And Lee Henderson and Bernard Lafferty, they'll be going through late fitness tests to see where they're at. You know, he's been hurt there for a number of weeks, so... We have a good squad, but we have our injuries as well, which isn't ideal. But you know, we've been carrying a few people for late injury or late fitness tests. But all in all, we've a strong panel here, and we have a strong pick.
And in terms of Jamesy and Inda, and in terms of Jamesy, we all want to wish him well. I know he had an accident at work.
Yes.
What's the prognosis in terms of when do you expect to have them back?
Well, we're hoping to get Enda's actually back down at the minute, so we've been doing light recovery work. James is coming back down the next week or two, the same thing. So we're hoping to have them back maybe at the end of the league campaign, hopefully. And certainly we're hoping to get them back to the championship.
Brilliant. And obviously, fingers crossed that Bernard and Lee come through for the weekend.
Well, that's the hope. He's doing a bit of light stick work here, and so is Bernard at the minute, you know. So hopefully they'll be all right for the weekend. We get our fitness test, and hopefully they'll be available to us. Would be an ideal situation.
Yeah. So preparations have gone reasonably well. Mayo, obviously, as you said, haven't beaten them in a couple of years. Played them, what was it, twice last year. Suffered a heavy defeat enough at home, but then in the playoff game, you know, ran them, what, to 4 or 5 points.
Aye, it was a bit more promising the second game, you know. So. Look, Mayo, I haven't beaten Mayo now, and I'd say 15 years is what I think we haven't beaten them, you know, so they'll be a tough opposition, and we know they're always of a standard, and they're always of a good standard, and again, we're down into Castlebar, which maybe we're prepared to have them at home, and let's give ourselves a wee advantage, but we have them down in Castlebar, and it's not going to be easy, Tom, but as I said before, like we're aware of what we're up against, and we're focused and prepared for it.
Hmm.
We're certainly not going to go down there taking the attitude that we're defeated in any form or fashion. We're going to go down there with a positive mindset that we can cause an upset. That's what we're hoping to do.
And I know from speaking to you earlier in the week, you know, I suppose it tells us your intent, really. You're travelling down on Saturday, so you're overnighting.
We are. We're staying down there on Saturday night. So just it's a long travel down there, you know, and we want to just make the best preparations we can. We want to come out with no excuses on Sunday, and we want to just get ourselves focused and get down there and be as prepared as possible. And that's how serious we're taking it this year, that we're doing things like that, and we feel that's what's necessary if we want to get a result. So I'm thankful we've got the support from the county board to do that. So we're very happy with that.